Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. Over the weekends, they have carvery, and on a Sunday, they've live music, and right throughout the week, they've an a la carte menu, and the food is to die for, especially the chicken wings. The chicken wings are well worth trying. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, the White Sands Hotel, no better a place. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Minister Heather Humphreys has said she fears attacks by XL bully dogs will become more frequent if action is not taken. The government has announced that there will be a ban on XL bully dogs, which will be implemented in two phases between October and February, and it is in the interest of public safety. It follows calls for tighter dog control measures after a number of high-profile dog attacks. You will remember on a previous podcast we spoke about the tragic death of 23-year-old Nicole Maury, who died in Limerick after being attacked by an XL bully dog at her own home. So the first phase will commence in October this year, when it will be illegal to breed, sell, rehome, or import XL bully dogs. And the second phase will be introduced in February next year, and that will see a ban on owning an XL bully dog unless the owner has a certificate of exemption. Now, these certificates will only be issued to owners who can prove their dog has a license, is microchipped, and is neutered. So if you are somebody who currently owns an XL bully dog and you want to hang on to it, you have to basically make sure that this dog is no longer able to reproduce, that this dog is microchipped and has a license. And then when they eventually die out, that's the end of that. Now, a lot of people are very upset about this ban because they believe that all it's going to do is lead to these dogs, the ones that are in this country, being put down, basically, being put out of their misery. And that is the reaction from a lot of people, that this is so unfair.
I got dogs
to
abuse,
target a particular breed of dog
because of
some incidents.
No, it's not. The government are acting way too late, if you ask me. I got dogs abused a couple of weeks ago on the show for saying that they should be all rounded up and destroyed. They should. They are a dangerous, dangerous animal. And I don't want to... There's comments coming in already. What about this breed and that breed and that breed? We'll deal with that when it comes, but let's get this breed out of the food chain first of all. Just get it wiped out, and then we can talk about other
okay
breeds.
This ban isn't proposing to put down dogs that people want to keep. So if you've got an XL bully dog and you look after it and it's neutered and microchipped and you have a license, then you can keep that dog.
Yeah, see, I don't think that goes far enough. Then that's not taking the dogs. What did I read figures earlier? There's something like 10,000 of those dog owners in Ireland or something like that.
Really?
There's a lot of XL bullies knocking around. So I don't think it goes far enough. Now, the one good thing it is, by the time all those dogs die off, it'll be gone. But that could be 15 years.
Could very easily be 15 years.
They need to be taken out of the population ASAP. So I don't think it goes far enough. I'm happy to hear that it's happening, but I don't think it goes far enough.
Okay, what do we achieve by banning a breed of dog? Tell me. Because all that's going to happen is a new dog is going to be bred that'll be slightly different shaped, and but principally the same thing. So we achieve nothing. There is always going to be a demand for this type of dog, yeah? By certain people who want this type of dog.
I'd question anybody that wants that vicious killing machine as a pet. I'd really question anybody who would want that. So if you are an owner of one of those dogs, I'd love to actually hear from you and find out why you actually want, why would you choose? I've always thought dogs should be cuddly little things that you can cuddle up on the couch and, you know, that's...
No, they're not all like that. Greyhounds, for example, aren't cuddly little things that you can cuddle up on the couch, but they make great pets.
Greyhounds are very placid, though. That's the only thing. But I've always, and hopefully I'll get the answer before the end of this topic, as to why someone would want to own, I mean, even look at them. Even the most friendly looking exile bully, you look at them and you just go, that's a potential killer, that is. So I'm happy with the news. I don't think it goes far enough, but it's better.
So to go back to the point, and this is what this new legislation means.
Yeah, can I just say as well, just to preempt the calls coming in, we are only talking about exile bullies today. I don't want to hear about your Chihuahua. I don't want to hear about your Pomeranian. I don't want to hear about how vicious Jack Russells can be. That is not the conversation. The conversation today is about exile bullies.
Okay, so owners of XL bullies who do not comply with the new regulations, and that is to have the dog chipped, neutered, and have a license. If they do not comply with the new regulations by the 1st of February next year, they will have their dog seized and euthanized. So if you have an XL bully dog, it is up to you now to follow by these guidelines. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085 825 2626. Let me kick off with Tara on this.
Hi guys, great topic planned for today. Sorry I can't come on. Just as I was saying to dear in my message, I was in my local pound shop there recently with my daughter, and an XL bully was brought into the shop, to which the owner said to me, oh, don't be worrying, he won't touch your child. Now, my nerves were completely stripped just because, like, one, him allowed being in the shop, and two, no muzzle. But to be honest, I honestly think that it's some of the shopkeepers, they're actually afraid to deny these people from coming in with the dogs, that they're going to actually get the dogs to actually turn on them. But yeah, great topic, and be interested to see what people have to say about it.
Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
I'm so upset about this. I just can't believe it. First of all, it's absolutely atrocious. I'm my whole life in animal welfare. I'm a volunteer at Husky Rescue Ireland at the moment for the last 10 years. Andy himself has just been on to me. Rathdown Dunleary Council have just issued a statement that any restricted dogs on the list will be murdered after 5 days. They will not be given to rescue. So that means rescues cannot help these dogs that have been bought by idiots who don't know anything about the breed, unfit owners, they'll only give them to owners, you know, if they go to the centre to collect them. If you surrender your dog on a restricted list to the pound, they're going to be murdered straight away. Like, what the hell is going on?
Okay, but let's deal with this ban on the XL bully dog. So
shocking. Well, that'll be first, and then it'll be all bullies. Then it'll be the Akitas, the Rotties, the Shepherds. It'll be all dogs. What we need to do, okay, and this is.
But again, Catherine, at this moment, we're not talking about all dogs. We're talking about one particular breed of dog that has been... Hang on for one second. That has been shown to be a vicious killer, okay?
It's in the wrong hands. It's always the owner. Where I live in East Wall, there is a very good owner of two XL bullies, and they're two males, and I spoke to them, and they're neutered. I'm all into neuter, adopt, never shop. The problem is, anybody can go out and buy a dog. They're not a suitable owner. We need to ban all breeding. We need to ban leaving dogs out the back. We need to make sure the person who gets the dog is fit for that breed. Like, I have four Akitas, and they are angels. They're up there here with the cats. People are buying these dogs, they're chaining them up out the back, they're frustrated, they're not getting the correct exercise, they're not being socialised, they're not being trained. An odd dog is overbred by these breeders who breed for money. They just breed for money and they sell to anyone. They don't home check.
Okay, let me just go back to the point. Let me go back to the point of this new legislation. It'll basically ban the ownership of these dogs. It will become illegal to breed them, and ultimately illegal to own them. Now,
If we could only
stop the breeding. Does this not make sense?
No. What we need to do is ban all breeding. We are the puppy farm capital of the world. We are a disgrace in this country, the way people treat dogs. The way people treat their dogs is a disgrace. Dogs should be socialised in your home, on your couch, sleeping inside, trained, exercised, loved. But the most important thing is they must be trained. And the only way anyone should access a dog is to a rescue where you'll be home checked. The problem is the wrong type of people are going around with these XL bullies and they can't control them.
Okay, but let me just quote what the minister said earlier on. She said, if we don't take action now, the number of these dogs in this country will grow. And my fear is that these attacks will become more frequent. And Catherine, I don't care what you say, we have seen very specific and very tragic examples of these dogs attacking and killing.
Okay, have the owners been interviewed to see what type of person they are?
Sorry, Catherine, I find this extremely disrespectful, I have to say. The case that we were talking about of the 23-year-old Nicole Maury, who died in Limerick, she was attacked in her own home by her own dog.
Yeah, because I read a bit about that story. There was four uncontrolled male XL bullies in a small yard, in a small space. The dogs were frustrated. I read that the dogs were underweight. We need to stop the wrong people having these dogs. That's the problem. It's the owners. The only dog I've ever seen over the years who's brain damaged from overbreeding is a family member of mine who has the dog, and the dog is kept under perfect control. He's an Akita. He's brain damaged from overbreeding. If only the minister would stop for a minute and think about all the good dogs and the good owners that are going to be murdered. Let's ban breeding.
Okay, why, Catherine, does anybody need such a powerful dog as one of these XL bully dogs, which have the capacity to kill a human being?
I have four Akitas. They have the same capacity. They're under my full control. I was home checked by the Husky Rescue. I'm going on to my 11th year volunteering with them. I know about dogs. I have telling you in all my life, I train dogs, I do healing, I help people to look after their dogs. Unless you're in total control of your dog and you are able to control your dogs, you shouldn't have any dog. You shouldn't have a Jack Russell unless you're in control. And I do agree that no dog should be off the lead unless in a private field or a garden or somewhere where you can run them safely. My dogs are never off the lead. I wouldn't risk it if a dog came towards me. I wouldn't risk it even though I trust him 1,000%.
Let me just bring you another quote from the minister. She said, we have to be mindful that no dog's life is worth more than a human life. And ultimately, that is what guided me in making this decision. What do you say to that?
I'm back to the wrong dogs. Sorry, the good dogs with the wrong owners. Anybody with no experience can buy one of these XL bullies to look hard, or I don't know who buys them. But so I've seen it where I live. I have a couple of people who have them. They can't even hold them. They don't have the strength to hold them. The dogs aren't trained. I had to stop one guy and tell him, can you put a harness on your dog? Can you put a lead on your dog? Can you double clip him and train him and neuter him? He's done all of the above. The dog is now an angel. He's a big, big, huge XL bully.
Okay, so you believe that these XL bully dogs are cuddly little angels, and in the right hands, they're fantastic dogs, and there is no need to ban them.
Any dog in the right owner is a fantastic dog. We need to ban breeding and people mistreating their dogs by chaining them up at the back. There is no situation in the world where you should have four male XL bullies in a tiny yard, uncontrolled.
The greatest respect, Catherine, you can't get inside a dog's head. You don't know what a dog is thinking. Dogs can look as cuddly as can be. They really can. You can look at a dog and go, my God, that dog would lick it to death, and they can just turn on you. Dogs are wolves. Remember, they're pack animals. And we can't get inside their head. You do not know what they are thinking, or you don't know that a little pull of a tail or putting the hand on the wrong part of the dog will just set them like that. So you can't.
Well, I know by my dogs. My four dogs weigh 186 kilos between them, and I am 1,000% sure of them. We have an event.
So Catherine, could a baby?
We have an event.
Could a 2-year-old? Your Akita, as you said, they wouldn't harm a fly. Could a 2-year-old, if your Akita was in the same living room as a 2-year-old, and the 2-year-old went up and pulled that Akita's tail or went to sit on that Akita's back, are you saying the Akita would just roll over and go, that's okay?
I would prevent that by not letting a 2-year-old in a room unattended or with me.
No, but you said that they would not harm a fly. They would not. Under no circumstances would they harm a fly, you said.
Okay? My four rescue dogs, under no circumstances. But if there was a 2-year-old in the room with my dogs, I would be between the child and my dogs. Why? I don't know what the child's going to do to my dogs.
But you said the dogs would never,
because
ever turn.
I don't trust the child. Is the child trained around dogs? Has the child been brought up to respect dogs, to know how to approach a dog? I would not risk it. I'm a good owner. I wouldn't risk it. No dog should be given to the wrong owner. If we ban breeding and ban chaining these dogs up, teach people how to socialise them, train them, neuter them, be home checked, we wouldn't have the amount of deaths we've had. Yeah. End of.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Catherine.
Leanne is messaging saying, for fuck's sake, Jeremy, dogs are not wolves. They're of the same species, the canine species. That's what they are. Up until a couple of thousand years ago, dogs were not domesticated. They were wild animals. So do your research if you're a dog owner, Leanne. I know what I'm talking about. You don't.
Kelly, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly, you've just been listening to Catherine, who says there is no need for a ban on this particular breed of dog. It's the owners that are the problem.
Oh, this is talk about victim blaming, especially when it comes to that poor girl, Nicole. I mean, she said, Jesus Christ, I still think about that girl and what she went through. And just to know what Jeremy said there, was one of my points, actually, is that we domesticated dogs who have a natural instinct to, you know, for hunting, for, you know, fighting, etc., like any animal. You know, it's just, I'm delighted that this ban is coming in, because them dogs absolutely terrify me. And before anybody comes in and saying about, you know, oh, why don't we ban this or ban that because they bite, these have the ability to kill, and we have seen that plenty of times. Like, people's attitude in the comments saying, oh, but, you know, my dog wouldn't do this and my dog wouldn't do that, now dogs are going to be murdered. Well, if you put the money and the time and the effort in to get what's needed for this ban, they're not going to be coming into your home to take your dog off you. But if I had my way, I would have them all rounded up and put down, because there's no need for them to be walking around as it is.
Well, there you are, Catherine. There is no need for these dogs to even exist, basically.
No, but who has the right to say that? Dogs have the right to exist beside us, and dogs actually acclimatise themselves to us in the wild. They chose to come and live with humans and find an easier life, to be fed, to be warm, to be cared for. They chose to be with us. I can leave my front door open here and my dogs will still lie on the couch. They won't leave the house. I can leave the door wide open. Nah, they want to stay with me. They're choosing to be with me because they're cared for, they're loved, they're in my home, they've just been exercised, they get good food, but they're trained. I put hours and hours of training. When I take a dog from Husky Rescue Ireland, I spend 6 months training that dog. 6 months before I would let anyone touch the dog. I say, no, go, don't touch my dog till he's ready. I make sure my dog is safe. But the wrong people have the XL bullies, in my opinion.
Okay, but when is that ever going to change? Because of the...
When we ban breeding and we home check.
Again, that is just not going to happen, Catherine. The fact of the matter is that there is a certain type of person is the person who wants to own one of these dogs. You can't deny that. That is a fact.
Okay, then, right, we ban breeding. The minister just said she's going to ban the breeding of XL bullies. So let's ban the breeding of all dogs. We're the puppy farm capital of the world. You go to, for example, Husky Rescue Ireland, you will be stringently home checked, because Andy Cullen doesn't want the dog and the wrong owner. That's why he refuses some people, and we get awful lackery because of it. He will make sure that you can control that dog. You're willing to not work full time, be home with the dog. The dog will sleep in your home. The dog will be part of your family. The dog will be socialised. End of. None of our dogs come back. Only maybe a failed foster where somebody just, it was overwhelming. None of our dogs come back because we have the strictest home check. And I've seen from the start when I was with Andy.
Again, Catherine, I'm going to go back to the point that these hefty, nasty looking dogs, the XL bully, are desired by a certain type of person. And that isn't going to change because these dogs are big. Sorry, Granny O'Brien down the road doesn't want one of these dogs in her front room. The fact of the matter is that Jono down the road, who hangs around with all his mates, he's the one that wants a dog like that.
No, he won't. He won't get one through a rescue because he'll be stringently home checked and he won't get one. End of. And if we ban breeding of them, then he won't get one by any source whatsoever.
Okay, stay there. I've been asked to play this message for you from John. Kelly, I'll be back to you in 1 second as well. John sent this message in.
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy? Great show. Happy Friday. Is Catherine for real? Is she for real? Does she actually listen to herself? It's the owners. That girl that was killed, she loved her dogs. She loved them. We all know that because we found that out. She loved them. She had them in the house. And what did they do?
By the Husky Rescue.
They fucking killed her. Cop on, Catherine. Cop fucking on, Catherine.
All right, he's a bit annoyed, Catherine. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, you know, when people swear, it means you've hit a nerve. I always find that from years of doing radio work. I'm going to say again, I read a little bit about that girl. There was four unneutered, bought from breeders, absolutely, because no rescue gives out an unneutered dog. Four male dogs, XL bullies, in a yard together. Her friend's dogs had come over with two XL bullies and they thought, oh, just for the crack, we'll put the four of them out the back. That's why there was an attack. Maybe the two visiting dogs weren't trained, weren't exercised, they weren't neutered, I read. Why weren't they neutered? Dogs need to be neutered. We need to stop breeding. No dog will attack for no reason. They will be either not exercised, frustrated, not fed
Kelly, let me just bring you back in. She's basically saying there's no need to get rid of this dog because it's all about ownership and no dog will attack for no reason.
Dogs have an instinct. You can't read a dog's mind. I mean, if you had a child in your house and just like a split second your dog turned and attacked the child, are you going to blame the child? Because it can happen. I have seen it happen. You don't know what way an animal is going to react. They could be the most placid, docile dog you will ever, ever, ever meet and think your dog is never going to touch anybody. My own mother's dog snapped at my son and he was too stupid to even bark. It happens. Now, thank God he was only a little dash one, but it happens. And he was lying there on the floor. You just don't know. These dogs have the ability to kill and they have done it. So you can't trust any dog. And that's just plain and simple. Regardless of what temperament you think that they have their own mind, they have their own temperament. You can't control somebody else's mind. You can't control a dog.
Is it fair that a whole breed of dog should be gotten rid of? Because that's ultimately what this is all about, getting rid of this breed of dog.
I think it's fair. And I know it sounds cruel, but I don't care. Like, my son goes down to his father's and there's an XL bully pup on the road where he does play. And I have warned his father, I said, when that gets big, he is not to be out near that dog because it's out as it is on off the leash. And I know the particular person, the family, they're just scum as it is. But
Kelly, have a listen to this message. You're talking about banning the... You're fully supporting this ban. Have a listen to this message that came in to us a couple of minutes ago, and it says, I'm an owner of bull breed dogs. I have four French bulldogs and one standard bully, which is one size down from an XL bully. I fell in love with these dogs about 5 years ago. I'm in the bull breed circle a lot as I show all my dogs. A small minority ruin it for the breed, as these dogs, the bullies in particular, can get into the wrong hands. I'd blame bad owners more so than the dogs. They can become a product of their environment, how they're kept and treated. I live around Drumcondra and people would have been wary of my bully at the start because their appearance and stereotype. I like to educate and tell people to judge what they see as temperament. He's changed so many people's opinion of the breed. I get complimented on him now and people stop to ask questions. Now, what do you say to that? This is a great dog. They're only a problem when they're in the wrong hands, basically.
They're not something to be, like, they're not a training course. So you don't need to, it's acting like you have to go on a training course to own a dog. To, you know, I'd rather do prevention rather than, you know...
Okay, prevention, as far as you're concerned, is banning this breed of dog so that it no longer exists.
Yeah, I would rather have that gone rather than just a case of, or just, you know, train people to hold on to, in case, like, I don't want to be a case of, well, it could happen. No, just get rid of them altogether so it won't happen.
Okay,
when it comes to kids, I think they're more important.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Kelly. I'm going to be talking to an XL Bully owner in just a moment. Before that, this is Lorraine.
So what's your answer, Jeremy? Ban every dog on the restricted list. As I said, I have a German Shepherd. She's a pet and I trust her with my life. So what? Get rid of the XL bullies and move on to the next one. Where does it end?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
We're in the middle of a conversation about government plans to ban the XL bully breed of dog. And there's a huge reaction coming in on this. This is Vicky.
What I say is these arseholes saying ban the dog, do this, do that. That's fair enough. They fear the dog. They don't have the dog. They don't know anything about the dog. They wouldn't look up anything about the dog. Why would they? They haven't got a dog, that's fair to believe enough. But don't be casting your aspersions and your opinions upon people when you fucking know nothing about them, right? Because anyone I know that has an XL, that looks after them, make sure they read up in the Google and they know what to give them, what to not give them, what way to treat them all. But I mean, like, that's common sense. You treat anyone that's living with a heart, but kindly. Do you treat anyone else? But like the way they're going on is fucking ridiculous. Round them all up and kill them and all. What do you think they are? The bleeding Nazis? But yeah, snap the fuck over.
Kelly, do you want to respond to that? That, you know, talking about rounding these dogs up is outrageous. It's like Nazi Germany. But that's what she said.
Sorry, are we comparing XL bullies to the Jews? Is that really what we're doing?
But it's disgraceful.
The drama.
What do you say to that, Kelly?
I mean, it's ridiculous. Jesus Christ. The way I'm looking at it is, right, if you want to go down the road of doing analogies that are stupid, you don't round, like, these type of people will be saying, oh, round up all paedophiles and kill them. Do you know what I mean? You know, both dogs that are actually out there killing people, we can't touch them because they're dogs. But
and I said this, sorry, Kelly, I said this the last time we were on. I said the difference between, because more drama there from Lorraine just before the break, saying, oh, do you want all breeds banned? And I said, no, Lorraine, I never said that. The difference is, any dog can attack, okay? And I've said this to him blue in the face. Any dog can turn on you and attack you, yeah? Even the most placid of dogs can turn and attack you. The difference is, with most breed of dogs, you have a chance of fighting back against them. So if a Jack Russell decides to bite the ankle off you, you can give him a boot and he'll be gone, okay? A Jack Russell is not going to be able to kill a human being, okay? I don't think a person has ever been killed by a Jack Russell.
Not okay? That I'm aware, no.
But you don't stand a chance with a bully.
You absolutely don't stand a chance. And I've seen these XL bullies in action. They are built killing machines. That's what they are. And I know if you're a...
And God forbid they got a hold of a child as well. I mean, because you see many of them walking around with no muzzles on.
Stay there for 1 second, because Darren, you are the owner of an XL bully, is that right?
That's right, yeah. I've had him for about 8 years now, Adrian.
About 8 years, okay.
Eight years.
You have him around your kids and there's never been a problem?
Adrian, he was my first baby. I've had that dog before me kid. And I tell you, he's nothing but loving towards him. That dog he's only ever shown me his teeth once, Adrian, and that's when I went to move his food bowl a few years ago. And I'm sure that's happened to loads of people with their dogs. He's harmless. He's absolutely harmless. And with other kids coming into the house...
Yeah, sorry, Darren, for going across here. A gun is harmless until you pull the trigger as well. A gun will cause absolutely no damage. If you have a gun, yeah, it will do you absolutely no harm. No one has ever been killed by a gun until the trigger was pulled. So by you saying your dog is harmless, up until the point that it attacks, it's harmless.
But the reason he's harmless, Jeremy, is because I've had him since he was a pup, beautiful pup, and he's trained and he's neutered and he is absolutely, he's a dote of a dog. He's on the sofa now in the sitting room watching the telly with the kids.
What age are the kids?
They're six, 5 and 2 and a half.
Okay, 6, 5 and 2 and a half, and you have this XL bully in the house, yeah, with the dogs. What is your reaction then to...
Sorry, hang on a second. Let me just get the geography of this right. You're talking to us on the phone. Are you in the room now with the kids and the bully?
No. My wife's downstairs. The kids are downstairs on the sofa, and the bully's on the sofa. I'm upstairs talking to
no,
you.
But is there an adult in the living room?
She's popping around down there. But she's like, if she's in the kitchen doing something, there's no like, he's never going to have them.
But a 2.5-year-old, a 2.5-year-old would be savaged by that dog in the space of seconds.
Let me tell you something. When she was one, right? When my daughter was one, he used to sleep in beside her. Just he loves her.
Let's come back to the point of the reason these dogs, this particular breed of dog, is to be banned is because they are killers. We have seen that story only a couple of weeks ago, that poor 23-year-old woman in Limerick who was killed by an XL bully dog after a night out. She arrived home and she was savaged. Now, does that not worry you that this could happen with your dog?
Adrian, I don't know what exactly happened there, but obviously something wasn't right, because I know that young woman put up videos on her social media and it looks like a grand like family dog. Something must have gone wrong there totally for that to happen.
But the argument is that there's something that went wrong is the actual breed of dog. Yes. That's what went wrong.
But Darren, if you mentioned earlier on that the only time that your dog showed its teeth to you was when you moved the bowl. Okay, so I'm just picturing your three kids now sitting on the sofa with the XL bully sitting there as well, and they're all watching TV and it's lovely. Supposing your 2.5-year-old decided to move the food bowl belonging to that I told my 2.5-year-old not to put Lego in her mouth, but she still puts Lego in her mouth. So if your 2.5-year-old in the next 5 minutes while you're on the phone to us, you're upstairs, your wife is, as you say, pottering around, you don't even know where she is. If your 2.5-year-old decided to move that food bowl away from that XL bully, what do you think would happen?
Well, I just think he'd growl a bit and then that's it. There's no way. There's not a hope that he'd attack one of my children. I'm telling you, lads. Listen, don't get me wrong. He'd bark at the postman and he'd probably go for a cat and all if he got a hands on one. But this dog, you have to see it to believe it. Loves the kids. He's like a normal dog. He'd be up at the sitting room.
Okay, what is your reaction then, Darren, with your cuddly little dog, the fact that this breed is to be banned? How do you react to that?
Banning an entire breed based on, now don't get me wrong, there were horrific incidents, lads, right? But an entire breed based on a few of those incidents. So I remember, it was all up in the 80s, it was all about Rottweilers and Alsatians. They're grand dogs now. What changed? I'll tell you what changed. The owners changed. People had a bit of cop on and brought their dogs up properly. And it's the people that don't bring them up that are having them attacking people.
I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that the sort of person who wants to own an XL bully dog is the same person that doesn't care about its behaviour. Okay,
that's just scumbag.
Yeah, basically, that's who wants to own an XL bully dog.
In fact, someone just messaged Darren, and you should probably do, because I'm actually listening to your story right now. I am literally, they're not my kids, but I am getting nervous twitches thinking about that. Why don't you go downstairs and actually check on them while you're talking to us?
I've had the dog for 8 years. My eldest is six. Nothing's happened for 6 years. You know what I mean? Nothing's changed.
Do you think if your dog attacks your 2.5-year-old, that your 6-year-old is going to have the strength to get that dog away?
I'm telling you now, Jeremy, the dog isn't going to attack. The dog loves them.
Kelly, what do you say to that? The dog loves the kids, would never do any harm to them.
Yeah, what stood out there for me in that load of crap was that you said, I don't think
the dog would ever do anything. I don't think, can't be 100% sure, you don't think, but is it worth taking the chance? Is it worth taking the chance because it's your baby? Because it's your baby because it was your baby since it was 8 years, does that dog still come before your kids? I don't think so. And it is the same with any dog, but if that dog, God forbid, Jesus touch, would ever attack one of your kids, they do not stand a chance. And you just said it there, you don't think that the dog ever would, but it's not a guarantee. It's never a guarantee.
We've banned all the bigger dogs, is that what you're saying? Any dog that's big gets banned now.
XL bully at the moment, the one that has in the news at the moment for killing people.
What about a dog that's bigger than an XL bully? Do we ban them as well? You're talking shush, lad.
Let me ask you, Darren, then. This ban is to come into play next year. You will have to have your dog neutered. You'll have to have your dog a license for your dog. And you'll also have to have it registered. Now, or microchipped.
Yeah, microchipped. And I have a proper chain for him as well, because if I'm out bringing him for a walk now, if there's a cat or other dogs now, if another dog barks at him, he's going to bark back. And then, that's just dogs, Nigel. Every dog does that. Why mine? Why my dog now is being vilified? It's shite, and I'm not having it.
So you're totally against this ban. Now, you'll be able to keep your dog. Now, a lot of people think that your dog should be taken off you, but you will be able to keep your dog as long as you register it, as long as you neuter it, and as long as he's chipped. Now, you're
going to... He's neutered and chipped, yeah.
Okay, so you're planning to keep your dog.
Absolutely. Is the dog
muzzled at the moment?
No, not at the moment. But when I bring him out, he'd be muzzled already.
No, but he's not.
The people that say to you, that dog's Fiona muzzled. Second Karen's come up saying to me all the time, but not in the house. No, he's guarded in the house.
But again, it's like pissing against
him. No, he doesn't have a muzzle on his dog in his home.
Your dog is literally sitting beside your 2.5-year-old right now.
Yeah, probably licking the face off him, Jeremy. You know what I mean? Just get... I don't know. I mean,
you obviously believe this whole thing is a complete overreaction to your breed of dog.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. The king's becoming extinct, but from what I'm hearing.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
No, that's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense.
Okay, but what's also nonsense is the fact that these dogs are proven killers. Why do we need dogs like that? Why do we need dogs? Now, why do we need dogs like that?
Well, you could say the same thing about Alsatians and Rottweilers and all. Do we get rid of them too?
Some people think yes.
The problem is with the XL bullies is that people think they're scary looking, that they're menacing.
Well, they are.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they literally are. You know what I mean?
You're arguing that they might look a bit scary, but they're not really.
Well, mine isn't. And I'm sure there's one or two irresponsible dog owners that have XL bullies that can go and do all sorts of shit, but not my dog.
So if your 2.5-year-old pulled that... Sorry, what's the dog's name, by the way?
Just so Frank.
Sorry?
Frank.
I love people that give dogs human names. If your child pulled Frank's tail right now, because kids are stupid, if your 2.5-year-old pulled Frank's tail right now, what would Frank do?
I assume he'd be pretty angry. What exactly he'd do, I don't know. Could be a growl, could be a bark, it could be a little nip. I don't know.
But and you could be a little nip.
Oh, my God.
You're giving me a question here. I don't know the answer.
But you obviously believe that the kids are safe with this dog. The kids know how to behave around the dog. Is that right?
The dog is very patient with the kids. When they come home, they're off school at the moment. But they come home from school, he jump up on them and lick them and greet them, and they're very friendly with them. He sleeps on the bed.
You shouldn't be letting that killing machine anywhere near your children's faces.
Killing machine, he has, Jeremy. He sleeps on the end of it. He's just a normal dog. The problem is, the people that aren't raising them properly. That's what it is. They're doing nothing with the dogs. They're not getting neutered or microchipped. They don't even have dog licenses or anything. And they're not out muzzled. And they're probably... You know what? There's hunting dogs. What did the Queen have? What were they?
Corgis.
They're hunting dogs. They go out and catch rats and rabbits and everything else. Are you telling me that they're safe? They're brand, like. They're not going to run after a little child that's running or something.
Okay, so you're happy... You know your dog. You feel your children are safe with your dog. You've had your dog.
Absolutely.
You've had your dog longer than you've had your children. So
yeah,
the dog has grown up with the kids, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. Adrian, I'd have to send you the video. He absolutely adores them, and they adore him.
Okay, stay there for one. Stay there for 1 second. I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you. Hang on,
lads. If them kids are in the sitting room on their own with the bully, and even if an adult was in there and that bully attacked one of them kids, but sure, what can the adult do? Them dogs are too strong. Cheers.
Okay, the fact of the matter is, Darren, you're not in any way concerned that your dogs are going to attack, or your dog is going to attack anybody.
He won't. No, he'll bark at the postman, he'll bark, and he looks scary, and sometimes people are frightened and they'll cross, they'll go on the other side of the road to avoid walking past me and the dog. But, and I kind of get that, because they do look kind of menacing, but I tell you, he's just beautiful. And I've had him since he was a pup.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Alex, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alex?
Hi, to be honest with you, I'm actually just really upset with this news that Heather Humphreys has put out today. So I'm part of two charities that work with animals, so WAG Rescue and My Lovely Horse Rescue. And I'm just to the point of, I mean, I have been in my XL buddies that aren't my dogs, that are rescue dogs, that we don't know any backgrounds of where they've come from. I have never had a bad incident with an XL bully. I have never felt fear with an XL bully. I've never been bit by an XL bully or snared at. I've been snared by a smaller dog. Yeah, I have. I think people that are coming on and saying, okay, they look scary, that's okay. If people, you know, well, no, but they don't know the dog, they can do. All I've ever seen from those types of dogs is sweetness and love. What happened to that lady was absolutely horrific, and nobody is disputing that at all. The fact of that these dogs now will go into pounds, they won't get out because greedy people bred them to make money, and people who got them dogs did not research the breed. They did not research how big they are going to become. They can be up to 50 kg. They're strong dogs to hold.
Okay, so if going forward with this new legislation, if one of these dogs ends up in care with yourselves, you can't rehome that dog from then on, and that dog will have to be put down. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what the new legislation is going to say, yeah, which is so unfair. And it's something like, as that man just said, like, he has that dog from a pup. Do you know what I mean? And I know everyone is saying, oh, because he's a little too, and what would the dog do if he pulled on a tail? That's a responsible parent that wouldn't put the dog nor the child in a situation with any type of dog. Because you don't know. Look, dogs are dogs at the end of the day. Nobody is being so stupid as to say, oh, well, the dog might snap or whatever. It can happen at any time. You're a responsible owner of a large, strong breed. You don't put the dog in a situation or the child in a situation like that. And people are not looking at this, the bigger picture. People are putting them in their gardens. They're not exercising. They didn't bring them to socialization classes. They're not nurtured. The dogs are just abandoned like a garden gnome outside.
Okay, the point that I was making earlier on is that, unfortunately, the sort of person on average that wants to own a big, hefty breed like an XL bully
is Darren.
Darren, who lets the dog lick the kids to death, and people who have no respect, scumbags basically, want to own these dogs. So this is part of the problem.
Well, no, I do agree with you. There's irresponsible people who own dogs in general anyway, regardless of the breed. Yes, there is a certain clientele that like to have that type of dog because they use it as a status dog, which is wrong. Because if you have, like as Darren has just said, his dog has been reared with children. So, I mean, it's not out trying to attack anything that walks past. You still have to be responsible with any type of dog when it's around you.
Okay, well, what do you make of Darren here, who is an XL bully owner? He has the dog longer than he has his kids. But at this very moment, his dog is in the sitting room downstairs with the three kids, ages 6, 5, and 2.5. Do you think that's responsible?
Yeah, did he not also say his wife is downstairs also?
She's knocking around downstairs, yeah.
She's not in the same room.
The dog abandoned with three kids by themselves.
The dog is alone with the three kids. Or am I getting this wrong?
Darren, your three kids right now are in the sitting room with the dog. Is that right?
I'm upstairs, the dog's downstairs, the three kids, and the wife's downstairs as well. Where she is, I don't know. I haven't got see-through flaws. But I know the kids are fine because they're grand with the dog, and the dog's grand with them, and it has been for many years. I don't see the issue. Are we all supposed to walk around with bleeding Pomeranians or something else? That's just a saying.
No, you see, the fact of the matter is that people find it really hard to believe that on the day that it is announced that the breed of dog that you have is to be banned in this country because they're so dangerous, you're brazenly admitting that your kids are sitting on the sofa with one of these dogs. That's the bit people can't get their heads around.
Why can't they get their heads around? There's smaller dogs that bite kids. I remember I had a whatchamacallit, a golden Labrador when I was a young fella, right? And the dog bit a child, right? And the guards were called and there was a big hoo-ha. And I'll never forget this. It was only about 9 or 10. And we had to get that dog put down, right? That dog had to be euthanized or whatever it's called. And then we found out that there was a young fella on the road that was swinging him around with a bleeding ears. Now, a dog is going to react if it's attacked. But not that we kids are gentle with the dogs. There's nothing. They do nothing but love them and cuddle them and pet them and nothing. Like he even gets on his back and shows his belly for rubs and all, Adrian. There's no issue with the dog downstairs with the kids. I don't see what the problem is.
Okay, do me a favour and hang on there for a moment if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. Are you in favour of the ban, the proposed ban on XL bully dogs? Ellie has been on to us.
Hey guys, good show today. Jeremy, you're pissing me off. You always piss me off when you talk about dogs because you act like you know everything. I'm sorry, but our attitude towards dogs, particularly since COVID here, we're such a throwaway society. Jeremy, go to a rescue and do some volunteering and find out how bad the actual situation here is with dog ownership in general. Based on the topic today, look, I do agree that there should be stricter regulations and laws around these breeds, but I totally agree with what Catherine's saying. We need to get to the root of the problem, which is the breeding. People breeding dogs, selling dogs to people that shouldn't even have dogs in the first place. We're such a throwaway society. Oh, let's just kill all the dogs and solve our problem. We are the problem. We bred these dogs. We created these dogs. We brought these dogs here. These dogs never asked to be born. We need to take a hard look at ourselves and us as a society and our attitude against animals and dogs in particular in this country. It's an absolute joke. Look at Germany, for example. There's strict regulations around dogs being owned, socialized and exercised. You have to exercise your dog twice a day in Germany. It's a social norm in society to bring your dog, when you get a dog as a puppy, bring it to socialization classes, training classes, puppy classes. People don't do that here. It's not a social norm. People get a dog and expect it, they put human emotions on it and expect it to act like a human. They are an animal. They need exercise. They need outlets. They need training. It's just absolutely ridiculous that we're just going to ban a breed. It is what Catherine said. It's going to be a knock-on effect. People are going to move on to the next breed. It's going to be another breed that's going to end up getting banned. And the problem, the root of the problem is never going to be solved. We need a dedicated task team with the Gardaí as well that are actually trained in animal behaviour, animal handling, that can actually enforce the laws. We have laws around restricted breeds already and they are not enforced. Look, when they brought in the laws around people in social housing not being able to own restricted breeds, they still do. Those laws are enforced. What is the point in bringing in laws that can't be enforced? The only thing this is going to cause is dogs having no opportunity in life, never being able to have a good home and getting put down and getting surrendered. It's ridiculous.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Angela, why are you so angry?
Is Darren still there?
Darren, are you still there?
Yeah.
Hi, Darren. You said there earlier on that you got bit by a dog. What kind of dog was it again?
No. I had a dog. I had a golden Labrador, right? And the golden Labrador,
yeah,
it was only about 9 or 10. It bit another kid, right? But the parents came knocking on my man and dad's door and the guards were called and all. And my dog had to be put down, right? Because it bit this child. But then we found out that the child was swinging around my dog by his ears. And I was just pointing out that dogs are going to react and stuff like that, but that's just dogs. So,
But do you know what the difference is? That dog was being swung around by its ears by a 9-year-old. Did it kill the 9-year-old? did he kill? No.
Whatever. If I hadn't been stopped, I don't know what I would have done. But I gave him a good old boy anyway.
Who stopped it?
Oh, Tony, Jesus. Oh, no. That was years ago. I was annoying at 10.
This is my point, Darren. Somebody could stop the Labrador. You can't stop an XL bully.
And there's not you can an XL be... bully. Did we ban them as well?
No, hold on. No, you see, it's not to do with Darren. Will you just let me talk here a second, right? Can I speak for a second? It's nothing to do with the size of the dog. It's to do with the strength of the dog and the strength of the bite.
No, it's to do with the owner of the dog raising the thing properly. That's the main issue here.
No, it's not to do with the size of the dog.
Okay, Angela, the fact of the matter is, this man knows the dog, you don't. And he is telling us that he has this dog since before he ever had children, and this dog is a joy, is an absolute joy to be around his children.
So are my two dogs. They're my angels.
Okay,
they're my babies.
Bearing all this in mind.
Why are they so good? Because you would say, because you brought them up properly. They wouldn't go near you.
At the end of the day, Darren, they're still dogs. They are still dogs.
Has your dog ever around kids?
When I'm in the room.
Would it ever harm a child?
No.
Why?
It hasn't yet, but it won't get the chance to do that.
Oh, because you're like superhuman and you can go in there and save the day? Or is it because, you know, you trust your dog wouldn't do that?
It's not I'm superhuman, Darren. It's the fact of I will not leave the dogs alone with a child. That's why. No matter what, I will not leave that room. What?
My wife's
but
down
you
there.
Don't know she's in the same room as them. Are you going to tell me so you've never ever left those three kids in a room alone with the dog?
He's already admitted that he does and has.
It's happening.
Sorry, Angela, that's what I'm trying to say.
It's happening right now. Can you answer this question, Darren?
Will you do me a favor,
Darren, before this topic ends, please? Okay. Will you WhatsApp your wife right now while you're talking to us, please, and just ask her, is she in the living room? Please, just for me.
Hang on, guys. We need to find this out.
I just need to know. What's he saying?
She's in the sitting room now, lad.
She's in the sitting room with the dogs.
Was she in the sitting room? How long has she been in the room?
She's in the room now. Are you telling me that if my wife isn't in the sitting room with the kids, or she's somewhere else in the house, that my kids are going to be savage?
Did she say she's only after going into the room?
She was pottering around the kitchen a few minutes ago, and now she's in the sitting room, but my kids were safe and sound. Yeah. And if I heard a bit of something down there, I'd run down and see what the crack is, but it hasn't happened.
But your dog went for you. Your dog showed his teeth for you touching his face.
What dog hasn't shown his teeth when you try and move his bowl, for Jesus' sake?
My two dogs.
Okay, and you obviously believe, and again, I just want to highlight the ages of your children. They are 6, 5, and 2.5, because I wrote it down when you said it. But they know how to behave responsibly around your dog.
Don't get me wrong, the 6 and the 5-year-old, they get it. The 2.5-year-old, you know, I start to pull her away sometimes. They'll be careful with the dog and, you know, just give them gentle pets. You know, raising children and you teach them these things.
Okay, Angela, what is your reaction to this ban that is being introduced on XL bully dogs?
A human life is more important than a dog's life. And this is coming from an owner of two dogs, and they are my life. But at the end of the day, if they ever so much as even looked to attack, I'd have to rehome them or get them. I couldn't deal with it. They've never attacked anyone, but they will never be given the chance to do it. Do you understand me? I take my dog down to the lake. He goes out swimming in the lake. He's off the lead. Once he comes back in, he's on the lead again. You know, he will not get a chance to attack anyone. And I'm just absolutely disgusted that there is a so-called parent leaving a 6 a 5 and a 2.5-year-old with an XL bully who can kill them in seconds.
You could argue, Angela, any dog could. No. Any dog could.
Not the way an XL bully. There are different, Adrian. That's the thing. This is so what people don't understand.
Okay, what
right?
are we achieving so, by, hang on, what are we achieving by banning this breed of dog? What do you think we're achieving?
We're achieving that there's not a dangerous dog out there that will kill.
There are other dogs that will kill, and a lot of people now worry that this is the start of banning all of the dogs that are on the restricted dogs list, like Alsatians.
But why not?
Oh, why not?
Why not? If a dog is known to be a breed that can kill a human being, then why not?
Okay, stay there for 1 second.
A Rottweiler has never killed. A Collie has never killed. Labrador has never killed. They don't kill. These do.
Okay,
and
stay there for a second. Hang on for 1 second. I want to bring in Lauren. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lauren?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lauren. What do you want to say on this?
It's not as black and white as people are making it out to be. So,
meaning what? Well, the government have made it fairly black and white. This particular breed of dog is to be banned in Ireland.
It's the people's fault. It's the breeder's fault. It's the lack of education in this country in relation to dog welfare, dog training. It's a overall picture. So you ban one breed. Well, what's next? The Ken Corso? They're another new breed that's coming out. They'll be next. If it's now, it was the Dobermans before that. It was the Rottweilers before that. It was the German Shepherds. And to be so kind of...
Okay, but This is the very first time that the state has banned a dog. And that's what's going to happen with this particular dog. The other dogs on the restricted breeds list haven't been banned. This is the very first one in Ireland that is being banned. Obviously, the reason this is happening is because of the attacks that we've seen in this country, including the recent killing of Nicole Maury in Limerick.
Yeah, but I've seen her social media, like up in the dog's face. She didn't see the whale eye on the dog, which is, you don't get up into a dog's face. It's not something
that's horrible victim blaming, Lauren.
Well, I'm not being bad. The girl wasn't educated to have those breeds. So in a roundabout way, if you're going to go and buy a breed and you don't know the background of the breed, regardless, people are buying these other cockapoos. They're mental. There's no training on them whatsoever. I've been attacked by cockapoos. I'm a groomer. So regardless of any breed, Adrian, it's down to the people that buy them. Actually, it's down to the breeders. They're at fault. They're breeding these crossbreeds, regardless of Ken Corsos, XL bullies. They don't know the history behind them. I show dogs. I've been in dogs since I was 17. I'm 31 now. I breed standard and toy poodles. There's a history behind these dogs. There's different temperaments within the history of these dogs and the pedigrees of these dogs. So people are going around breeding X. Well, look, that looks pretty. Oh, that one looks pretty. We'll breed them two together. But one of them's a shy and the other one is a little goer. They're not to be bred from.
Okay, so you obviously don't believe there is a need to ban the XL bully dog.
To a certain extent, but then no. Where's it going to stop?
Okay, Angela, where's it going to stop?
It's going to stop at the dogs that don't kill. That haven't killed someone.
That's down to the owners.
How can it be down to the breeders?
Because you don't know what way these pups have been reared. So the breeders that bred these dogs, they probably had them out in the fucking shed out the back. There was hardly any socialisation. There was no putting your hand in the bowl when they were fucking 5 or 6. I'm not going to talk.
You see, that's the thing.
You're putting your hand in the bowl when they're five or six weeks old.
You cannot say that. Lauren, you cannot say that about every XL bully that has killed. You cannot say that.
You didn't let me finish.
Go on.
I said in relation to leaving any dog, regardless of an XL bully, any dog, they're not being bred right. They're not being socialised right. It's like kids. You see these kids that run amok with their kid, they're kicking and screaming and biting the fucking parents. That's down to the parents.
Yes, that's down to the parents.
Yes, it's
But you also get good parents out there whose kids grow up to be little shits, and that's no excuse.
It's down to you, what I'm saying. It's down to parents and it's down to the breeders of these dogs.
You can't say that because you can turn around and say that there are plenty of parents out there who rear their kids right and they still turn out to be little fuckers. So what's the excuse there?
That's in that person's opinion.
Let me ask you, Lauren, because this is where people have a bit of a problem. We're hearing from a lot of people that it is the owners that are the problem.
And the breeders.
How do you stop that? How do you stop these dogs getting into the wrong hands? And the simple answer is, don't have the dogs, they can't get into the wrong hands.
No, that's not, it's not as easy as that, Adrian. If that was the case, there'd be no dogs bred. There's no, there'd be no dogs in the country. It's down to educating these people, any breeder. You see some breeders and they breed dogs and they're breeding dogs all their life and the dogs aren't socialised right at all. They might be in it 20, 50 years, but the dogs aren't socialised right. It's down to how you rear them as babies. You put your hand in the bowl when they're 4 or 5
Again, Lauren, I understand all of that, but my argument earlier on was there is a certain type of person who wants to own one of these dogs and you know the type of person that is and they're in the wrong hands. So if we don't have that breed of dog, then they won't be in the wrong hands.
But that's every dog, Adrian.
No, sorry. Hang on. Scumbag little hard man doesn't want to own a poodle. He wouldn't be seen dead with a poodle.
What, a poodle in a Canada Goose jacket? No, not going to happen.
You know the point I'm making, Lauren.
Lauren, you're not going to own an XL bully.
No, I'm not, because they're not my type of dog. But come here, that's not for me. That's not to say the people that, like that other man that just kind of pulled apart on the radio, he owns that dog, and by the sounds of things, he's put a lot of work into him.
Lauren, he was a lemon, in fairness. He was an absolute lemon, leaving the three kids alone in the living room with an XL bully.
That's fair enough. That's his choice. If he wants to leave the kids in the room with an XL bully, there's nothing you or I and anyone else can do about it. That's his. That's on his.
Oh, there is. Ring Tusla. That's what should be done.
Okay, Lauren, you don't see the need for a ban, but you still haven't told me how we stop these dogs getting into the hands of the people who actually want to own them.
The government needs to bring in legislation in relation to people that want to breed dogs. It's done in England. You have a breeder's license. They come and visit your home. They see that the facilities are adequate enough. Send people on courses. They have to pass a course in relation to knowing and exams and stuff. It's not done here. Hence why we have the problem we have.
Lauren, thanks very much indeed for your call. We really appreciate it. Let me squeeze in one final voice note on this from Paul, who is a dog walker, dog trainer.
Hi guys, long time no speak. I've been rushed off my feet. I've hardly had time to breathe, but this is a very emotive matter, and as you know, all dogs deserve a chance. However, they do need to be trained properly. In respect of the banning, I can understand it. Anything with a bite pressure of nearly 1,000 pounds per square inch of bite pressure and teeth that can tear leather, if not trained properly, is basically a weapon. And don't get me wrong, dogs can get afraid. And dogs that are afraid or dogs that feel afraid will lash out. And it depends on what their bite inhibition has been trained and various other things. There's so many factors go in. It's not a case of picking on breeds. Unfortunately, with the XL bullies, there are a lot of, for want of a better word, the lads who bred these because the dogs look hard. You don't buy a dog to look hard. You buy a dog to basically be part of the family or to protect your premises in the cases of a guard dog. No matter what we say, people will have an opinion, and that's why you have opinions matter. We can't solve, but because this legislation is in, unfortunately it may lead to a lot of under the counter breeding of these dogs, which could make things worse as well.
All right, Paul, thanks very much indeed. The point I was making a while ago, Paul, is that it is a certain type of person that wants to own that dog because of the look of the dog, because it looks like a nasty bit of work. Paul, thanks very much. Great to hear from you again. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.